When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I like having fun, I like to laugh, I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun, yes, I like to laugh, I like having fun to meet people who laugh.
There we go. Hey, can you hear me? You can hear me, right?
Now I hear you.
It's just, here's what happened. The
super saxed up there.
The theme was so loud. And yeah, about a second before we went live today, the
garbage man knocked garbage on the door.
The garbage sanitation worker. Let me tell
us! I just want to, but that's offensive to call it a garbage man, because he's not a garbage person. Oh. He's a sanitation employee.
Sanitation employee. Somebody, I think Wes, it turns out. Doug, was it Wes who was blocking the way for the garbage driver?
Apparently it was Wes.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you should double check that it's working, Matt, because what was happening was that theme song was so goddamn loud that it was it was blasting everybody out of the experience. Okay.
You sure garbage men don't want to call it garbage?
No, excuse me. Literally a minute before we were going to go live, knock knock, and here's the other funny thing. There's a Subaru. They said there's a Subaru blocking the. There's a Subaru blocking the garbage truck. Can I say garbage truck?
Sanitation
truck. Device. Yeah. Sanitation transportation vehicle. Now you could the number of people that own Subarus in this room is a little obnoxious. So everyone's scrambling. Whose Subaru is it? Is it Doug's Subaru? Is it Wes's Subaru?
Who's Rue?
Anyway, so then Wes went running out. Doug went running out. We went live anyway, and nobody could hear me. But if I mean, can the people hear me?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Oh.
You're kidding me.
1, 2, 3.
It's fine in the YouTube.
Thank you.
I think it's just the Zoom.
Well, we had a good run of tech disaster free shows, but it is sort of in our DNA. It is who we are, essentially. Welcome to the show, everybody. We are back. Welcome back to the show, Doug and Vic. Thank you for joining me this morning.
My pleasure.
It's great to be back.
I have not seen you guys in a while, but quick story. I got to see Doug quickly yesterday. We were barreling down the 15, the I-15, the freeway, south of Salt Lake City. I was up in Montana visiting my sister and her family. And Doug was out. Doug, where were you? In all over the place, but you were rounding things down in Salt Lake City.
That's right. I was in Albuquerque, then I went to Denver, then I went to Salt Lake City.
So my wife was driving, and folks, let me tell you, my wife, I don't like to drive. I have anxiety when it comes to driving. But my wife loves it, and she treats it like a race. You know how on the Apple Maps or whatever, the maps, it shows you what your estimated time of arrival is. So for a big long trip, she tries to get it. Let's say it says you're going to get there at 6:30. She wants to get that down to 6 or 5:30 sometimes.
So weaving in and out and stuff, like
what?
Passing on the right, like
yeah, she's like the whole, it's like a video game for her. And
God,
it's some of these, like, you know, we're up in the western expanse of Utah and Idaho and everything. And, you know, she is going like 100, I'm not kidding, going like 100 miles an hour. Flying.
It sounds dangerous, though.
I was nervous. I was sitting there, I was white-knuckling it the whole time.
You got a fuzz buster?
No.
You got a fuzz buster?
Oh, the fuzz buster.
No.
Did those actually work?
I would see a cop and I'd go, cop, and then she would kind of slow down to 80. But the speed limit's 80 up there, so it's not that crazy to go 90 to 100, yeah. I guess. But anyways, so we're barreling down the 15 on our way back, but down south of Salt Lake City. We're barreling, going at least 100, and we're going up this hill, and in the distance, in the right lane, we see this puff of black smoke. This looks like a little, looks like the mystery van, like the mystery van from Scooby-Doo, going like 48 miles an hour in the right lane. Just, and I go, what the fuck is that thing? As I get closer, it dawns on me. It's my friend Doug. It's my friend Doug. And we've whizzed past, and I'm like, Hunt, pull, like, get in the right lane and
bring it down to 90.
Bring it down. Let's see if we can, like, sidle along with him and say hi.
Hi, Dad.
But, and we went down as slow as she could possibly go without causing an accident. But still, we were flying. What kind of, you have an interesting van, a camper van. What is it?
It's a Japanese import. It's diesel. That's why I was smoking. And it's a, it's
but a what diesel. Kind of car is it?
It's a Toyota. Toyota Hiace 4x4 diesel van.
And what's really weird about it is the driver's seat is like a British car. It's like on the right hand side.
That's right.
Wow.
Weird stuff, man. Does that seems dangerous too? So anyways, it was fun and my kids were so excited that we this whole vast length of the I-15 stretching, we were coming from Butte all the way down to San Bernardino. If you look at the map, it's just it's 900 miles or something, and there he is, my friend.
I miss you.
And it was fun. So anyways, let's
and think. Then I didn't find out until the next day.
Right. Because you didn't have, like, I got my video camera out, my iPhone. I was making videos. I was waving at you. My kids were sticking their hands out, but you were in some kind of trance. You were not paying attention to the road.
Well, I was
road.
Focused on safety and, you know, speed limits and things like that.
Anyways, it was neat. And I hope people can appreciate how cool that is. And the world is small. It is a small world. And the Lord is watching over us and creating these miracles. okay. I just made Anna laugh, so I know that people can hear us. Let's talk to Anna real quick.
Amen. Anna? Amen.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I had two thoughts. One of them that just reminded me.
Oh, say that again. You broke up there. You broke up. You went quiet. Hello?
I can't hear you!
Woke up.
We had you for a second there.
Huh? Oh, I'm back right now.
There you go. There you go. What's up?
Has anyone ever told you have a resemblance to Johnny Depp?
Oh, yes.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I get it.
You've gotten that?
I've gotten it I almost get it every day. Let me think. I was up in Butte, Montana, and I walk around town. Johnny, Johnny! You know, people are shouting from across the street. Johnny! Johnny Depp? No, are you kidding? I don't look anything like... Do I look anything like Johnny Depp to any of you?
Matt? Never occurred to me.
The picture they just released of him, like, passed out. That,
I guess maybe I can see when I'm in my, there. Like, On Cinema Dakar DKR look, maybe.
Yeah, maybe I'm thinking of Dakar.
Yeah, when I'm all pretending to be drugged out.
You need some sunglasses that are, like, tinted, like,
my
pink or
question
something.
Was, I've been reading about the fall of Quibi.
The what city?
A what?
The fall of Quibi, Quibi.
Oh, Quibi, the fall of Quibi.
Have you heard anything about this?
I read that great article. This great article, tremendous article, was in. Stop it! What are you doing, Hollywood? Oh, I see. it was in Vulture, I believe.
It's a Vulture, yeah.
Oh, that was terrific. I mean, I think we may have shows developed. We have something that absolutely might have something there, but. I took one meeting there, but there was something fishy about it because, you know, you're like, everything has to kind of go through Jeffrey creatively. And you're like, oh, well, then what are we doing here? He's not going to want to deal with any of my bullshit, you know? Vic's bullshit. Right. No thanks.
Right.
Epstein, which one?
Sucky, sucky. No, Jeffrey. Lovey, lovey. Mommy, mommy.
Jeffrey Katzenberg. And the guy's like totally disconnected. I mean, he's been like a billionaire for 20 years, and how does he know what anybody wants? And there's that. That's well, kind of the gist of the article, but I don't know. I mean, maybe, they're maybe definitely there'll going be like some kind of... yeah. Anyways, it looks like there would be some kind of comeuppance because of that attitude. But maybe there'll be like one of those things where they crater and then they rebuild and it becomes the most powerful media empire the world's ever seen. It's too early to say.
What was the article about?
I think the name is a fail.
The what?
The name.
Well, the name wasn't. The name isn't. I said wasn't. It's still a company, apparently. But it's who knows? I mean, like the article said, Hulu's a dumb. Everything's a dumb name.
Yeah.
My show, Office Hours, is a good name. That's a positive name. That's what the show's about, really. But I have so many great ideas. We could change the name of this show if you want. What should we call it? Quigley. It's Quigley, the morning show with Tim and Doug and Vic.
Hoobie.
Hoopster. Who
are you?
Who Blue Moo? How about it's called Who Blue Moo?
Who are you talking to right now?
H-U-B-L-U-M-U. Welcome, folks. We have a new show today. Who Blue Moo?
Kind of into it.
Cefe.
Vic is Trump is there. Good. Have you seen these new shows on Who Blue Moo?
You're anyways. Talking nonsense.
By the way, we've got a great show today. We're I don't know. Wes keeps coming over here to touch things. Is everything okay? Okay, just dialing it in. Terrific stuff planned today. We got K.W. Miller.
1, 2, 3.
K.W. Miller. It became very famous this week, apparently. He's running for Congress in Florida. And I don't know how somebody must have tweeted to me saying, look at this guy. Anyways, I've talked to him offline, and he apparently is interested in coming on my show so I can talk to him about his congressional run. And then we have the great Eric Andre later today. So stay with us. We're going to be here all morning. Why can't this show be all morning?
I see. All right, man.
Let's get the city of the day. Matt, thank you, Anna. Thank you for checking in with us. All the best.
Thank you.
It's good to be back. City of the day.
Before you get to it, Tim's voice have a prediction. Do you want to get, or do you want to do the ad? Okay. You want to get to our sponsor first or our prediction?
Let's get to, first of all, I want to hear Doug's grievance. I saw him chiming in. He's got an issue.
Are my ears shot or is Tim's voice distorted?
Oh, see, I thought he sounded too low to me.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
I'll bring myself up.
Guess my ears are shot.
You're shot, dude.
The mix is fine on YouTube.
Thank
you. This is just our headphone mixes.
We'll dial those
in. That's what Wes is doing. City of
the day. Anyways, the city of the day, we have somebody that's cracked the code. Let's get through that first. Somebody's cracked the city of the day code. And the way we're going to discover that is if that person would be so kind as to...
I've got him.
Predict what the next city of the day is. And now we can only assume that this isn't some sort of inside job. Is the person on the line? Who are we talking to?
Yes, I'm here. This is Mark.
Mark Bay.
Yeah.
Where are you calling in from?
Austin, Texas. Not the city of the day.
Not the city of the day. Okay, so how do you want to play this? Do you want to guess the city of the day?
Yeah. You guys made it a little complicated, but I feel maybe like 50% sure I know the city of the day today.
This has become exciting now. Because the 50% odds are not good odds. So this could go either way. Let's see how it goes.
We're going to flip a coin here.
City of the day is, Mark Bay says...
Home of Mayor Pete, the Studebaker Corporation, Fighting Irish, South Bend, Indiana.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
I know the pieces fit.
Wow. This is a bummer. What a bad way to start the show. I mean, actually, it's exciting to me. I'm happy that you have no one's cracked it. It's
well, I have a couple
a
other
fucking
guesses,
bona fide moron.
I don't think I should get them.
I can say, all right, give me your second guess, and then that'll be it.
All right, second guess, and this is very California biased of you guys if you go with this. Chico,
Chico's correct.
There we go.
Oh, you guys can't keep doing California.
Chico is correct.
Yeah.
All right, Mark.
All right. It seems like he hasn't actually cracked the code, though.
Wow. No, well,
I cracked it. You guys just have a crappy code.
Well, what's the code? Like, explain the code.
No, because then everybody knows it.
Well, that's the idea of this segment, is that you reveal what the code is.
Okay, so you guys are using a list of cities' population.
Yeah, that's
in Wikipedia.
Yeah.
But no, but what's complicated is that on May 22nd, they updated the list from 2018 to 2019.
Oh.
So the city list changed. Yeah. So you guys got confused and you started going up from where the city used to be, but then you recognized it, went back down. Ah. And anyway.
I don't know about that. I guess you're right.
He's saying we got confused.
Here's what I do is I'm a big idea guy. I'm sort of like Jeffrey Katzenberg. I have big visions. I have so many great ideas for how the show is going to go. So fired. I come up with city of the day and I big say, plans. How are we going to do this? And I devise the system of going from the smallest city by population up to the biggest. And because so many small cities are down at the bottom and people don't really, you know, aren't really thinking about population size when it comes to these small cities, I figure we've got something that's going to be intriguing and sort of hard to crack for a long time. Now, I send that off to Matt. I send it off to Jay, our intern. They're doing the grunt work of getting on Wikipedia. So whether they're updating the list or whatever, it's not on me. So I'm
right on, brothers.
I remain unimpeachable on this issue. I'll start fucking banning people from Patreon. Chico, Chico, California, city of the day. Thank you very much for your efforts. Mark, thanks for listening.
My pleasure.
You win a free mug. Send him a mug.
All right.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Have a great show. I'm Thank so excited.
The Tim mug, by the way, Miller. Couldn't be better. And actually, it holds my coffee perfectly. There's no dripping.
Mine's working great, too.
And we haven't seen any...
Sit back, relax, enjoy yourself a cup of Three Stooges coffee, and enjoy the show.
I haven't had any dripping from this coffee. It's unbelievable. The bottom is couldn't be more secure.
No leaks.
Mm.
That's a good concept.
We have a leaker. No, there's
mine
no
was
leaks
leaking.
Here. What?
I had to use this. Mine
right.
was leaking.
Well, oh, your office hours mug was leaking?
Mine was defective.
That's how dare you.
Right.
The City of the Day is sponsored by Ronald's Rings and Things. Ronald's Rings and Things. Couldn't be more excited about this sponsor. This is our first physical, what do you call it? A brick and mortar store. Ronald's Rings and Things. man, let's not get there yet. Hold on. Let's explain what this is.
We're not there yet.
No. Ronald's Rings and Things. What's cool about Ron's Rings and Things, I don't know what the things are. They haven't really indicated, but Ronald's Rings and Things are now in over 150 malls and storefronts out there. Man, are you tired of loose rings falling off your fingers and toes? Ron's Rings and Things offers premium permanent rings for men. They bond to the bone. That's right. Set up your appointment today. Go in and get your ring permanently made, permanently attached to your finger. Where they do index,
or
ring,
toe.
Ming. Yes, I'm getting to that. We do index, ring, middle, pinky, and bass players. Ronald now does thumbs, so you can put some thumb picks or rings on there permanently. It's really easy. Takes a few minutes. And there's lots of exciting things. They have a theme song that I will perform now live for the first time. This is exciting, folks. Since I became a man, I want a real man's ring. That won't fall off my finger, so I can show off my bling. I want a ring that lasts forever, so I won't leave it at home. Gotta fuse it to my body, I gotta bond to the bone. Bond. 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 I bond to the bone. Bond to the bone. Bond to the bone. All right. Let's hear it for Ronald's Rings and Things. Woo! Hell yeah! All right, that's Ronald's Rings and Things. Go to ronaldsringsandthings.com/officehours to reserve your appointment today. Apparently, they are now performing bondings open to the public. Just wear your mask. All right. What else is happening?
Well, it's 10:20.
Oh, my God. Is it 10:20 already?
1:20 Eastern, and you know what that means.
Are we getting right into K.W. Miller?
He's here, and he's ready.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Let me get a stretch in.
Let liberty ring. God bless America, my home sweet home.
Don't make heroes out of war.
God bless America,
my home sweet home.
Let liberty
ring. K.W. Miller, welcome to Office Hours.
What's happening, guys?
How's it going, KW? You busy this morning? What's happening in your neck of the woods?
We're changing the world, man.
How you doing? How you doing that? What are you doing? I see you tweet a lot.
Do I?
I see you're on. I guess I tweet a lot. If I notice that you're tweeting a lot, I guess I'm using this site. But it seems like you're very active on Twitter. KW, give us a little background. You've become sort of, a little notorious.
Wait, are you trolling me? Come on. Are you trolling me?
Am I trolling you? No, I'm trying to do an interview with you. I'm trying to ask you some questions.
Are you trolling us on Twitter? Come on. Tell your audience. Speak up. Tell us what you got.
Am I trolling you? No, I'm trying to. I'm asking you on my show to ask you some questions. Now, we're not going to agree on everything politically, KW. You understand that.
Hang on. Let me get the earphones in so I can hear you, buddy.
Shabbat shalom.
Hey, what? Test 1-2.
You got it.
So, KW, give us a little background. You're running for Congress, not as a Republican, as a independent?
That's right. Yeah, I'm an independent. I'm a registered Republican voter, but an independent. I've got a huge NPA following or independent following in the state of Florida. We've got about 25 to 27% independent voters in my district. And then obviously we've got a split between the registered Republicans or registered Democrats.
And what is your, where in Florida are you at? Give us, I don't know, districts. Where, what's your big city?
Okay. It's Florida 18th Congressional District. It encompasses North Palm Beach County. So it's North Palm Beach County, Palm Beach Gardens, Stewart, Jupiter, all the way up to Fort Pierce. So we're on what they call the Treasure Coast.
Are you in, so you represent Mar-a-Lago?
No, Mar-a-Lago. Here's the interesting point. You're going to love this. Mar-a-Lago is actually in a separate district that's held by a Democrat. So Donald has to basically deal with the Democrats every day.
What?
Isn't that interesting? They love it. They love to torture the guy.
Hmm. He's in Epstein country.
Yeah, you're down in Epstein. So Epstein country, where was he? Where is that your district as well? That's also Donald's territory.
Yeah. Donald's on the island. Mar-a-Lago is on Palm Beach Island. And Palm Beach Island is in a congressional district that's held by a female Democrat. And, Donald and her, let's just say, don't get along.
And what's your background? This is your first time running for political office?
First time. Yeah. Long-term businessman. International businessman. I'm in the energy and infrastructure business for the most part. Traveled the world, lived overseas most of my life, give or take. And
seem like a globalist to me.
No, I'm the opposite. I'm the guy that fights the globalist. I'm the guy that's been out there defending the flag, making sure the globalists don't take our businesses offshore.
Your career up to this point has been global business. It's been big business, right?
Yeah, well, it's about basically using U.S. manufactured industrial. Business components overseas versus shifting our manufacturing. You see, I'm the guy that basically tried to use our U.S. manufacturing and deploy it overseas, not use Chinese and other goods.
Okay, and how did you become so-called quote unquote awakened to this Q nonsense?
Awakened? What does that mean to you?
The Q nonsense with the about.
Oh, well, listen, I'm an independent, right? So essentially, I speak a pure message, and Q and all these other groups that you refer to, they follow me. I don't follow them.
What does that mean? How do they follow? In what way do they follow you? You don't have any kind of leadership role in government or in business right now. So what do you mean they follow you?
Well, I mean, I'm still very active in business. From a government perspective, no, I'm not an elected official. That's the truth. Not yet.
So what do you mean when you say that these people are following you and that you're not following them? How are they following you?
I guess they follow my social media platform. They follow our messages. We do daily videos. They follow the truth, you know, hashtag
what
truth.
Is the truth?
Hi, this is Vic Berger here. And you know, I don't like stress. That's why I'm personally inviting you to eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious meals. Every Factor meal is fresh and never frozen. It's chef created, dietitian approved, and it's ready to eat in just 2 minutes. I tried the chef's choice meal plan, and it was a chef's kiss of meals that hit all the spots and filled our bellies at the Berger household. I know you're asking yourself, what were Vic Berger's favorites? Creamy Dijon pork tenderloin and garlic herb saman. These are classic dishes that are ready to go with no cleanup and not a problem at all. So get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals and get back to doing what you love this spring. Now, these are premium meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Sign up now! Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code OfficeHours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code OfficeHours50. OfficeHours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
What is the truth? Well, what truth would you like to talk about? We have so many these days.
Well, let's talk about the deep state and the Q, the insider that's supposedly in the deep state, that is inside the deep state, that is giving all this information out, all this classified information about who's going to be arrested, when they're going to be arrested. How come none of that's happened yet? What is Donald Trump doing? What is Bill Barr doing? You've got to be disappointed in the leadership of the administration.
Well, you know, I mean, how do I put this for you and your followers, right? The old saying, you have to beat the bushes to find the snakes, comes to mind, right? So let's just let this play out, right? I mean, let's let the grand jury investigations that are being held.
It's been years, dude.
Well, you know, I mean, it.
You've got to be disappointed. Why hasn't Q predicted the pandemic that we're in? Why is all this stuff not sort of like you could look back to 2017 and say, this is what the Chinese are going to be doing? Nothing's happened.
Well, hang on. You're going to have to ask Q that. I'm not Q. I'm KW Miller.
But you follow this garbage.
No, I don't. They follow me.
You promote it, though. You're talking about who you've been going after this week. Who's on notice? Beyonce? You saw you go to what? Who are the other ones?
Patti LaBelle.
Talk to me about Patti LaBelle. What the fuck did Patti LaBelle ever do that's got you all pissed off?
I don't know. Who is Patti LaBelle? You tell me.
Oh, she's a Doug. She's a singer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's a singer.
Lady Marmalade.
New Attitude.
So why are you going after these
there
people?
There you go.
Why are you going after these people?
Who's going after anybody?
Them. You're saying that they're on notice. What does that mean?
Come on. Let's talk about what the real issues are. The real issues are is that the globalist, the leftist, media and entertainment industry has been systemically poisoning the minds of our children, and that is the real issue where I'm attacking.
They're doing it with an agenda.
Oh, I think. Why would it not be an agenda?
Why? What is the agenda?
Look at what's happening in our schools today, right?
What
you tell me.
I don't know. My kid goes to school. They come out. They know how to speak. They know how to read. They know the alphabet. They know how to add and subtract.
Well, I mean, do they?
Yes.
I mean, they're trying to. I mean, come on. come on. Let's be real. I mean, look.
But wait. Let me ask you something.
Hang on, Tim. Let me give you an example. You asked a question, man. Let's drop the hammer. Okay. Drop so right now, our good friends want to remove what? The ACT, the SAT test from all of our standardized testing. Why? Because the kids can't read and write. They can't add
they can.
To it. No, they can't.
I have a counterpoint. Wait a minute. Vic's wife is a teacher in the public schools,
and they're underfunded. They keep cutting the budget. They have like 30, 40 kids in a classroom. Don't you think that's wrong?
What city is that? What state?
California.
Well, there you go.
Same thing in Pennsylvania.
You're right.
The Republican-controlled states are overfunded, and the education in Alabama couldn't be better. You're right.
Vic, honestly, you walked right into it, man. I mean, yeah. But seriously, let me just kind of talk straight. So, look, the reality is that if you look at what's happening in our primary education, you look at what's happening in our secondary education. They're basically saying to the secondary education system, the collegiate system, the junior colleges and above, hey, these kids can't compete. So we need to remove all of the standardized testing, all of the credentials, so that everybody just comes in on a kumbaya basis. My friend, that's not the real world. The real world is you have to walk, talk, chew gum, and you have to get a job.
What's a good example of a school that you're impressed by?
What school is that?
No, I'm asking you. What is the best school that you're would
right
like
now,
to hold up?
Right now, my view is all of our university system, completely, both public and private, has been compromised. I mean,
cowering in fear. It's so pathetic.
No, come on.
It's just like, first of all, you have had every privilege. You must have tremendous wealth. If you've been exploiting the natural resources of the world for the past 40 years,
you're speculating.
No, you must have tremendous wealth if you're wasting your time on this garbage because you don't have any shot in hell, do you, of winning this election? Correct?
We've already won, Tim.
You're a goddamn joke. Hold on, I have a second. Everybody I said that I was going to interview you said, well, this is one of your characters, right? They think that you're a character of mine.
You've already won.
I mean,
hey,
listen.
By the way, I did see that. Let's talk about that because.
But listen, hold on a second. Let me ask you something. Where you engage with social media.
You use Facebook. You use Twitter.
Time out. Go ahead.
Time out. Look, you asked a question, man. You want the answer? Look, my friend. You can do your own homework. Do you think a man like me steps into the political arena not knowing he's going to win? You've lost your mind. We've already done the homework.
I think you've lost your mind if you have some kind of presumption about that you are going to win. You're not going to state that, you know, we're trying our best. It's going to be a hard race. I'm low in the polls. There's already a formidable incumbent who people have no real desire to vote out of office. So listen,
is that from the Tim Heidecker parody account, or is that from California Central, or where is that coming from?
I'm just saying my quick observations in talking to people that know what they're talking about your district.
Come on, Tim.
How much of your Twitter personality is bluster and silliness? Because you know you say something like "I am July 4th, 1776," which is just silly. But you must be having fun with it, right? You must be having fun with social media.
Come on, Tim. Come on, man. I love you. I came on your show, man. Okay,
I came on your show.
And by the way, you know what? By the way, just for the record, okay, we can do this anytime because I'm an equal opportunity, basically American. You know, I'll talk to the left, the right, the center. So let's be clear. Now, you asked a question, so let me close it out. Do we expect to win a congressional district, 18th Florida? Absolutely. You know why? Because we've got the independent voters and we've got a big chunk of the Republican voters. Now, that's the answer to the question. Now, you can come back to that in November and we can talk again. Now,
well, let me close with this, KW.
Yeah.
Which, whatever that means. No one's been clear
Keep
about
winning.
That.
Keep winning.
What I don't like about what you're doing is you're going after people online and maybe you're joking, maybe you're having fun with it, maybe you're kind of doing the kayfabe pro wrestling style tough guy, but these are real people, and I've been the subject of this, where people that believe in conspiracies, they think there's some kind of child sex ring out there, the Pizzagate thing. And it's damaging. It's hurtful. I believe it's un-American. I believe you're disparaging and disgracing people who have worked hard, and I consider them proud, respectable Americans. And I ask that you cool it down, KW. I ask that you calm the fuck down on the social media, because you might not feel this way, but I bet you've got some dope out there that listens to everything you say, and maybe they're going to make a mistake. Maybe they're going to take you too literally and think that they've got to do something about what's her name, Patti LaBelle, literally, or whoever you're talking about. So calm the fuck down out there, KW, and respect other people, because when you say that so-and-so's on notice, and you know, these are threatening words, KW, shame on you.
You got a lot of goofballs following you, and then you have some
responsibility now, because you have an audience.
Shame on all of you.
Shame on you.
Shame. Look, hey, brother, I'm with you, man. Shame on you, my friend. Because
Thank you.
You know, we're equally shamed, because all of your wackadoodle, crackadoodle followers basically light up our message board every night. They just basically, I mean, look, I'm not knocking you. I think you perform a public service.
And I do. Because we've received awards.
Hey, look, amen to that. I'll send you one myself. When we get in office.
Would you do me the honor of just toning it down? I'm asking you.
Hang on.
Listen, I'm asking you to make a pledge on my show today. Will you tone it down for the sake of America?
Let me ask you a question, Tim. What do you want to tone down? You want to tone down the false narratives out of
I want you to leave Patti LaBelle the fuck alone. Drop it.
Who's Patti LaBelle?
Can we bring up his tweet? Can we bring up your tweets? With all this speculation. Why is Patti LaBelle by the Liberty Bell? What does she know? What kind? Some kind of CIA. Shame on you.
Hey, Tim.
Would you promise to never tweet about Patti LaBelle again?
Tim, we love you. Can you see the forest through the trees?
No, I can't. I'm in the forest.
You need to, brother. I need you to wake up. Where are you? Are you in L.A.?
I'm not giving you my location, you nut. You and your fans.
Oh, I'm a nut? Well, you're the one who lives in the land of fruits and nuts. We're here for you. Come on, seriously.
You're going to get one of your, I know you've got some problem. You probably got connections to some kind of private security firm, Blackstone or whatever, through your oil connections. And you're going to start hunting us down when you lose.
Is that a conspiracy theory? Because I'm telling you right now.
KW, why is there a penis behind you on the map? Why is there a giant cock by your left ear? That is disgraceful.
Is that all you got, man?
No, I've been going at you for 20 minutes.
You got to do better than that.
Hold on, I
expect a lot from you, Tim. Come on, you can do better.
Now, listen.
Be an American. Be a patriot. Come on, quit talking shit. Be a patriot. Quit talking shit.
I'm a patriot. I work. I pay my taxes. I'm a small business owner. The difference between you and me is that I've got empathy for people that don't have it as good as me.
Is that right?
No, I got a question.
Tim, are you self-made or did you get a handout?
I'm totally self-made. My dad paid for my college, public school, okay. Temple University. That was it.
Okay, well then, so there you go. So you're from the Libertyville area, shall we say, right?
Temple University.
Let liberty ring.
There you go. You see, the team is on the wagon with you. Okay, so here.
What do you
go.
Think about this Supreme Court decision here, y'all? Y'all.
Hang on. We got a Libertyville disciple who now lives in L.A. who has a great show, has fun, and what are you doing for your people? What are you doing for your followers to show them the way forward? That what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. Tell me that. What are you doing?
Hold on. I have to turn over to my associate, Charles the Chicken, who has a question for you.
KW, what does Q stand for?
They follow me. You have to ask them.
Why do they follow?
KW, why has Hillary Clinton not been arrested yet, you dodo? Why is Hillary Clinton free to walk the streets? Why is Hillary Clinton not in shackles?
Keep that damn chicken quiet.
I think it's a good question, Charles, but I think you should be a little more respectful. Why isn't Hillary Clinton in shackles? Why is Trump so weak on this?
Well, you know, I tell you what, Hillary Clinton, and for lack of better terms, has a lot of protection.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Why are there so many pictures of Jeffrey Epstein with Donald Trump?
I think the problem is Uncle Bill, Wild Bill, Hillary's partner in crime.
Why are there so many pictures with Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump and Melania and Giselle Maxwell?
Well, you know, here's something that we're looking at, right? If you want to go down that road, my question would be, How many times has Uncle Bill been on Epstein's Island? And how many times has Uncle Bill taken a ride with Epstein and the little candy stripers? You know, I don't know. You're asking me, you know, you're asking me questions I can't answer.
I would be fine if they arrested Bill Clinton, too.
There you go. There you go. You think Bill? Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you think Bill will be alive when it all comes out?
Yeah. Think I mean, he seems pretty healthy at the moment. I think he's eating well.
I am a
Is he going to be a Roger Stone? Basically, you know, oh, we can't put Bill in prison because it'll be a death sentence, right? You know, because Bill wouldn't last a couple days in prison, right? You ask, you know, there is the conspiracy theory that's beyond both you and me, right? So,
but you must know some of these people, right? You must know some of these creeps.
Let's talk about the business that you're in, right? Because I'm not in the media and entertainment business. Okay. I'm not in that.
The business I'm in right now is currently making a podcast once a week. That's about all I got.
Well, you know, and that's media and entertainment, right? You're serving a public function for a group of people that like to hear different views. So why isn't the media, for example, in the entertainment industry, which is funded by people that I used to work for? So here's where we can relate. You see, the global private equity and the global hedge fund industry and the global insurance company, they fund all of the media. They fund all, they write the debt and the equity issues for all of these groups that basically own all of these companies. So it's a monopoly, right? Now you're a free
enterprise.
It's
not a monopoly because there's thousands of companies that are engaged in this.
There are thousands of companies, but there are thousands of companies, but they're controlled by a very relatively select few at the top. Okay?
Oh, the Jews. Now, is that where you're leading towards, K.W. Miller?
No, not at all.
Sick anti-Semite.
Oh, come on now. Hey, you know what? You know who
I got Jews working for me. Mm-hmm. Matt Carlin here is of Jewish descent.
I dare you. I grew up in Boca Raton, Florida, man. And I've worked all over the world, and I've done more with the Jewish people than anybody in your crowd, I can promise you.
Where's my shalom?
Yeah, get it. Let's go. Where is it? Shabbat shalom, brother. Shabbat shalom. Let's go. Come on.
Shabbat shalom.
All right. Bernie Sanders.
What? Can I ask a question?
Go ahead. I'm turning it over to Vic. Where's your puppet?
Right here.
Okay. Frog. Vic the Frog has a question.
Hello, KW. I want to know if the deep state is in charge, why did they let Donald Trump win the presidency, and why is he still alive?
Yes. The question is,
why is Donald Trump still alive?
Why is Hillary still alive?
You're asking another question.
Why did Donald Trump win? Why was he allowed to win?
I like this new voice.
Hey, let me tell you guys something that you're not following, okay? And I really do want to.
How do you know we're not following? Answer the question, please.
Well, hang on.
Why is Donald Trump still alive?
I'm going to give you the answer. The reason that Donald Trump got elected is very simple, is because there's something called the silent majority.
Oh, God. You know what the silent majority is code for? It's the opposite of minorities. That's what it's a term to fucking piss off dumb white people and get them to vote, because otherwise they notice how shitty their lives are.
Hey, now you're on target.
I hear all this talk about minorities. What about me? I'm the majority.
Now you're on target. So let's talk about. So what is
Jesus Christ, man?
So what is Black Lives Matter? Let's talk. Let's get into it.
I'm not. No, you know what?
Come on.
It's like talking to a wall.
One of the dumbest things.
You know, it's such bad faith. It's such bad faith.
If the silent majority is one. What is the Black Lives Matter? What is BLM? Come on, tell us.
I can tell you, but you're not going to listen. You're not going to believe it. It's not going to change a thing.
Well, you're not changing anything by basically saying that one.
Listen, man. Listen. Your clock is ticking. People like you are the minority. That's the truth. You're not the majority. You're the minority. And people like you are going to start dying out. The country is becoming more brown. The country is becoming more enlightened, progressive on a number of social issues. And you and your pals, your golfing buddies, I'm not saying, you know, you're going to die of natural causes, most likely. We hope. I hope you're not going to get COVID, or hope you're not going to get struck by a truck.
I don't golf. I don't have time for golf.
Kevin, do you wear a mask when you go outside?
Your demographic is fading away.
Is it really?
And it's upsetting to you. And I understand that because it's sad. A certain way of life is ending for people like you. And it's being replaced by, I hope, something that's a little more conscientious of other people. It's a little more democratic. It's a little more diverse. And you know, so we're amusing you because it's funny and you're funny on Twitter. But that's really all it is.
And I'm having fun with you. So what you're saying is, let's be clear. Now, hey, look, I want to give you credit for what you just said. What you're saying is basically the American dream. People who basically start with nothing, that come to this
that's
country,
never happened.
Live here.
Hang on, listen. Go ahead.
That start with nothing. That basically build their life from nothing, that put them through school. Daddy didn't pay for temple like yours, okay? That go out and get multiple degrees, that go out and work their ass off for 30 plus years, that basically now that dream is over, that they are no longer irrelevant in this society. So what you're saying
is
basically—
You're going to be fine. I'm not saying we're taking— No one's taking anything away from you.
No one's taking anything away from any of you people.
All you people are going to be just fine.
Who is my people? I'm talking about the population of this country, my friend. Yeah. There's no we people, us people, you people. It's we the people. Come on, get on the wagon, brother. It's we the people.
Well, I'll tell you what you guys have done in the past 40 years, and that's why I'm so annoyed at shit like the Lincoln Project, because, hey, they're so anti-Trump. It's easy to be anti-Trump because the guy's, you know, adult with a major, major mental deficiency and is probably dying of some kind of brain disease, but— It's easy to make an anti-Trump ad.
President Trump is quick-witted.
But these people have been at this for 40 years. My grandfather was quite a conservative man, but was also a blue-collar construction worker. He built bridges in Pennsylvania, and he was a union man. And he was able to retire at a reasonable age and have a reasonable retirement and live a long life without worrying of whether or not he was going to lose his home or whether he was going to be able to feed himself and his family. And the past 40 years, the right has chipped away at that. And it is destroying the opportunity for people to have a reasonable life where they can have a good job that pays well, that provides them with benefits, that provides them with security, and gives them a happy end of their life. And if anyone's to blame for that, it is the right wing of this country since Ronald Reagan. Right. And this is not Trump. This is a culture of 40 plus years. I have to move the show along.
Hang on, I can't finish it up with you.
I'm going to have the last word. It's my show. Goodbye.
Remind yourself tonight.
It's not the right. It's not Reagan politics, my friend. It's not Reagan economics.
Of course it is. Thank you, KW. Goodbye. All the best. He's done. Shame on you, KW. And delete your account.
A fucking bona fide moron.
And please, no, he's not. He's not.
No, he that was an
fairly
accident.
Educated.
Dumb bastard.
All right,
I'm done. Ashamed to admit that I'm a Christian.
I wish he would have answered the mask question that Vic asked.
Well, we'll have him on. KW, we'll bring him back. All the best.
Let's do a full two-hour in-depth KW, you know.
Bring him in for WLHL.
Tell him, Matt, give him my best. I don't want to be on notice. You know what I mean?
Unbelievable.
Everyone in the Zoom looks, what do you call it?
Like shocked.
Traumatized. Yeah. Let's talk to somebody. Matt Van Dam.
A lot of people are weak.
Whew. Matt Van Dam asked to unmute. Can't talk.
Hello,
to
hello.
Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Oh, I'm okay. How's it going, Tim?
I'm okay. You know, I'm filled with adrenaline.
Yeah, that sucks. People like that are frustrating, and you know, it's hard. They're grifters. They're not going to listen. They just are going to just keep grifting. I'm sorry. I should no.
I thought I saw that. I thought I saw KW still in the Zoom room. Somebody's used him.
He's watching.
You know, he's fine. I mean, I got nothing. I don't know the guy. I never heard of him. This is the first I heard of the guy. So,
well,
I
we want to bring him in national prominence so we can enjoy him for many more years.
Get him in office.
Yeah. Obviously, he's going to keep winning, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. But, you know, it's frustrating because
I'm going to change my voter registration to North Palm Beach or whatever and start voting. Start voting multiple times through mail-in ballots.
Can I tell you, I was born in Florida. Okay. I don't live in Florida. I live in Atlanta now. But I was born There's troublesome politics there. I understand that, you know, but you would hope that you could have a conversation. People would listen and not just try to keep hammering in the same dumb points that people have been saying for 2-3 years and not even try to. It's just frustrating because no one's hearing any, you know.
I know. It's not really a good use of my time to engage.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's better in person, though.
But it's a good shot.
It's weird that I could like get online with this guy and just call him all kinds of names. Disgrace.
And like, I guess, you know,
I would never do that in my real life.
No. For sure, and I'm sure he doesn't speak for everybody. I'm sure there are conservatives that you could have a conversation with, maybe at this point with everything going on, that wouldn't just repeat the same points, or who knows, maybe they would. Yeah. I don't know a lot of conservatives, you know. I give you credit for having a conversation for sure, but yeah, it's frustrating that the guy didn't give me anything out of it. Here's a question though.
Go ahead.
On a lighter note, did you get to watch any Beyond Vaudeville? Did you check it out? I recommended it last week on the
show. Sorry, I'm lost. Did you send it to me?
I'm gonna lighten the mood and talk about a fun Public Access.
Oh,
New
right,
York
the Public Access. No, I haven't got a chance to watch it yet.
It's so much fun. I think you would love it. Anyone on here, they have a YouTube channel now. I just found them out. I was going through, I'm a videotape collector, and I collect all this old TV shit. And I was going through these archives, and I just kind of randomly found this show, and it's surprising how underwhelming of a following they have. They don't have a huge following at all.
How do we find it?
Are there nerds here tonight?
They have a YouTube channel. It's crazy, though. It's from the 80s. I guess they ran from like the 80s to the 90s.
Okay.
And,
by the way, I do want to thank Ellie. Is she in the room? Is she here? Is she here at all, Matt? No? I can't believe. Can you believe these puppets, by the way? These are from Ellie, a fan of the show who's sent us quite a bit of. She does a lot of the Beef House art. And now we're a puppet show, essentially.
Would you be my mama?
And I love doing puppeteering. And if you're listening to the podcast, this is why you also have to watch the YouTube stream, because you're not seeing these beautiful puppets. But thank you, Ellie. And Ellie also sent a beautiful cartoon of her from Beef House that she does on. What's her Instagram handle? Anybody know? I don't know. Anyways, I always retweet it or I always repost it, so you can look that way. Thank you, Ellie.
This would be a great shot if Matt switched.
Come on,
switch
Matt.
It over.
I mean, switch over to Doug's shot.
This would be a great shot if Matt.
It's not a great shot. There you go. That's a great shot.
That is.
Doug, do your cartoon. Do your voice for your robot.
Welcome to office hours.
Why isn't his mouth moving?
Oh, it was
a little delayed. Anyways, how about Diana Howland? Diana Howland, what's going on there?
Hey, Tim.
Are you enjoying the show today?
This is the first time I've Zoomed in.
Oh, well, welcome to the Zoom.
Glad you could drop in.
My entire life right now is about owning the libs.
Why don't we do this? You ask me questions and I will not, we'll be answering in drops.
You'll be answering what?
I'll be answering in drops.
Oh, cool.
Go for it.
I'm studying for my veterinary technology class. So maybe I could ask you some questions about the cattle and equine industry.
What? You want to talk? We'll talk. I'm a sucker for good conversation.
What's the most popular breed of dairy cow?
Pardon me?
Go, what?
You're not going to get it.
Oh, yeah.
What?
It ain't about how hard you hit.
Stop. I'll answer. Enough with those two. I was seeing if they're sleeping back there or not. What is the question?
You are not.
How about how long do cows get milked for, and how many times a day do they get milked?
I mean, in the wild or
in a dairy farm?
Oh boy!
You think cows like milk each other in the wild?
Yes, I do. Well, they do. They suck on the calf sucks on the teat.
Oh yeah, true.
Is this like a normal dairy farm, or is there like some?
Yeah.
Okay, so how many? I'm going to say they get milked every 90 minutes for 12 minutes at a time.
No.
I bet.
They milk her 5 minutes, 3 times a day.
That's it?
Hmm. Yeah.
Horses.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Hmm. All right, give me another one. Let me see if I can go two for two, because okay. I got that one right technically.
Right. Do you know the three?
I think if you look back on that, you'll see that what I was going for was essentially the same answer.
Yeah, I'll look back on the recording and figure it out.
The rate at which they were milked is basically the same, but go ahead.
Right, exactly. Do you know the three stages of rumination?
Yes. Yes, I do. Next question, please.
You know.
Yeah.
Do you know whether or not all these questions are boring as hell?
Wait, why do you know? Why are you asking these questions? Are you going? Did you say you're going to school for this or something?
Yeah, I'm trying to become a vet tech.
A vet tech.
Yeah.
But where are the animals? Because I don't smell them.
Period.
What's that?
Cow is. What's the gestation period of a cow?
The gestation period of a cow, I know this, is 24 months.
1, 2, 3.
9 months.
Yep.
It's just like us.
No, I know. I know. I'm saying 1, 2, 3. From, I'm saying 9 months from, not like 24 right. months would be what you would get if there was double that plus some. That was kind of what I was going for. If you say 2, 9 times 12, yes.
Right.
So. Anything else?
1, 2, 3, 1.5 to 2, 2, 100, 1, 2, 15, 22, 6, 15.
Do we have anyone on the phone, Matt, that we want to talk to here?
Is the tough part of being a vet tech? Sorry.
No questions from you, Vic.
Oh, shit. Is it tough to put down the animals? So. Okay. Because I could never handle doing that. Like
doing what?
Putting down the animals, like when you gotta euthanize them and stuff. Like, do you just get like, do you lose that part of you? And I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, the way that they describe it, and when I worked in a vet's office, you just, I mean, it usually is makes sense for the animal. Like, they're right. not enjoying themselves; they don't have a good life.
And they're one more question, like, can someone just bring a dog in and be like, I'm done with this dog. It's not sick. Just get it out of here.
I've told this story before. Have I told this story before about my parents? They lived in this condo down in Florida, of course. And they lived in this condo where they could not have big dogs. You had to have a small dog. And this guy moved down there and had a big dog, perfectly healthy big dog. But he said, well, they can't have this dog in this apartment. So
a great big bulldog.
He had it euthanized and stuffed.
That's right.
And put it in his living room. It's like, that's pretty fucked up. Yeah. That shouldn't be allowed. That seems against the
horrible.
Law. Anyways.
KW will have that part of his campaign.
I will not be muzzled like a mad dog.
Oh my God. Perfectly that is the greatest drop yet. That's from the last week, right? Mm-hmm. It's one of these guys at the... at one of these city
Florida,
council meetings.
I think. Wasn't it Florida again? Or Oklahoma, maybe? Yes. Yeah.
What played again, Vic?
I will not be muzzled like a mad dog.
Oh, man, that is beautiful.
I'm sure
that
he
is
follows
like
KW.
Right from a movie. By the way, KW, one of the conditions of the interview was that he was going to be recording it on his end so that there would be no inaccuracies.
But he went through with the Zoom. And like, I know he was against that software.
But it's like, well, we're live streaming this on YouTube, so I don't know how we're going to be able to manipulate any of this.
Be treated like a dog.
Anyways, Matt, is there something on my schedule here, but it's not happening?
No, that's coming up soon. I don't think he's joined. I don't think Eric's joined the Zoom yet, but let's talk to Kate.
Kate
has a whole...
Kate's great. People,
oh, but she's got to mute her stream. Oh. She was yucking it
Where's
up.
Kate?
Sepha.
Oh, I see Officer.
Sepha Hyde.
Do you want to talk? Oh, we could. Do you want to hear another opposing voice?
Hi.
Sure.
You have the energy?
Yes, I have energy all the live long day.
All right. Well, this is, he DM'd me. Let me see if I can find him in the chat. He's actually a police officer.
Hmm.
Oh, interesting.
Let's see. Where is he?
I've tried to be respectful, you know, in individual cases to police. I know it's difficult for some of them.
There you go. Officer Steve, are you on?
I am here. Can you hear me? Am I on the call?
Yes. Hello, officer.
Oh, hello, Mr. Heidecker. Thank you so much for having me on the program. I appreciate it.
Where are you calling from?
To come on up. Sorry?
Where are you calling from?
He's going to interrupt me right away. Okay. I'm calling from Oregon, Portland, Oregon. So I'm a police officer out here. The reason I wanted to come on the program is just to provide sort of a dissenting voice. I know a lot of your viewers, listeners probably have an issue with the police. And I just wanted to come on here to show, you know, we're not evil people. We're thinking, feeling human beings like you, just trying to do our job.
Okay. Well, I haven't been too, we've certainly shown our support for the Black Lives Matter movement. And we've had Alex Vitale on talking about defunding the police and understanding what that concept means. But what is your point of view on it?
That's sort of interesting that I came forward with sort of a polite conversation starter and I just get nothing but animosity from you. I throw an olive branch out there. You take the olive branch, snap it in two and shove it up my ass. And that's the way that it is. I guess that's what I get for trying to start a dialogue with a civilian.
I apologize if you picked up on any hostility or animosity. Yeah. I
have
actually
you had anything
just
to drink today by any chance, just out of curiosity?
No, I mean coffee and some LaCroix.
Don't act like that's a crazy question, by the way, as well. I did a little research, checked out some of your Tim and Eric stuff, and I'll tell you what, you were smoking something when you came up with that shit.
No,
that's for sure.
We get that a lot, sir. But so what if people have it wrong, I guess would be my question. Like
that's a decent question. It's not the best one I've heard. It's a decent question. I think the whole idea of abolishing the police, for one, I've heard that as a concept, abolishing, get rid of the police. Let's get rid of them. And mind you, those same people, Tim, and probably you included, you'd be the same people calling us. Who are you going to call, Tim, if your little kitty cat is up in a tree? Who are you going to call then?
I mean, I don't have a cat, but I don't know, maybe the fire department?
That's bullshit. Fire department doesn't even have guns. How are they going to shoot the cat?
Why would they shoot the cat?
In the leg. You shoot it in the leg, falls down, somebody catches it. It's called police work, dipshit.
Jesus, man. Wow. You came in accusing me of having some kind of hostility, but you're the one that seems kind of, you're using language and you're being very aggressive with me, and I feel like you're sort of proving our point here. I hate to say.
My point, what I want to say, the defund thing is, I think that's probably, you discussed it, defund the police. And I think that's the wrong way to go, personally. That's all. I feel like what you want to do is refund, add funds. Mm-hmm. You want to do more funds. And because what we need to do is we need funds to police ourselves. That's the best system we've come up with so far. We police ourselves. We do something wrong. We oversee it. We look into it. I got a partner. He assaulted this perp one time, planted evidence on him. I looked him right in his eye and I said, You're a bad little boy. You're a bad little boy.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, the guy has done very few assaults since then.
Very few. That's indicating to me that he has done assaults since then. Is that correct?
Yeah. So you're going to get hostile with me. Can we turn the recording off for just 1 second? Just talk man to man. Do you mind if we do that?
Can we?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. We can stop the recording.
Okay, yes, listen to me, you little fucking dipshit. Keep fucking pushing me and see what fucking happens. Right, you see how fucking scary I am. Ask my fucking family how scary I am.
Hey.
That's right, you can't. You can't because they left 2 weeks ago and didn't tell me where they moved. Okay, you can turn it back on now. Thanks so much, Tim. Appreciate you having me on the program to give that dissenting voice. And I will talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks. Wow. Well, joke's on him. We were recording the whole time. In fact, one of my ideas today was to make sure that we were recording this so for authenticity so that we'd have a record of this, just like my man KW does.
Oh. They should have a special division of the cops that just do cats. You know, like maybe cops do too much stuff. They're doing parking tickets, they're doing speeding tickets.
I like when they all
they're
get together with the protesters
shooting
and
kids.
Yeah,
they should have different
just
departments.
Nice stuff. And I like the ones that they dance like the Cupid Shuffle together and the Macarena.
Yeah.
It's like a maybe community building.
Maybe all the cities should have these like orcs, like in the Lord of the Rings, those orcs that they grow underground only for when the protests come and these guys come up out of the ground and
yeah.
I don't know. Just like a wave of orcs. Just an idea. What is going on? Can you believe
so many great ideas?
Can you believe
so many great ideas? Sorry about that.
Can you believe that I do this show standing? I think that's what no one ever gives me any credit for is I'm standing on my own 2 feet all day long doing this show. That is so meaningful to me and I'm almost getting choked up. Oh my God.
You're my hero.
You guys pulled clips from that interview with fucking Larry Charles from
Right On Brothers.
Son of a bitch, I'm fucked now. I played a gay man.
People around here call me Q, you know, like the letter in the alphabet.
The KW's so cagey about the Q stuff. It's very, like, if you believe something so much, it's just weird.
He
that
does
he
it
would
so much, and then when you ask him, I was like, no, they follow me.
Never heard of
such a thing. Oh, no.
I don't have any Q followers. You know? Why are they flocking to him?
I do feel like, oh, how about Kate? What's going on, Kate? It looks like you're there with your friends and family. Buddy there with his tank top on. And you got some hippie thing behind you.
Kate and the roommates.
Turn off your stream, please.
Kate.
Let's hear it for Kate, everybody. Kate.
Mommy.
Kate.
What the fuck is going on, Kate?
Kate,
you stop. Stop talking. Stop talking.
Sounds like Kate plus eight.
800.
Kate, you got to mute the stream. Mute the stream. Put the bong down.
We should mute that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honey, oh, pretty baby. All right, enough of that. I can't. That was insane. Sorry, Kate. You've got to figure it out. Wave when you think you've got it figured out.
Dumb bastard.
A fucking bona fide moron.
Hey, teachers, lipstick salon.
Let's try. Should we try Kate again? People are saying no. Listen to what happens when I unmute Kate. Wait, quiet, guys.
There's got to be 100 other callers.
She's got a speaker going.
Who have their crap right, together. Kate, you've
got to figure it out. Turn your speaker off.
Sorry. Look at, they're just waving.
Just waving. Kate, turn your speakers off.
I think it's a lost cause.
If you have speakers on the desktop, just throw them away.
Have we ever talked to Josh Long?
Oh, let me just see if I can remember.
Thank you, darling. He said no, Josh. You don't want to talk.
So people just like to look, gaze in.
Shame on all of you.
Oh, we've talked to Josh before. In fact, Josh has been, yes, many times. Now that I mentioned, hey, somebody's from Montana here. Let's talk to from Montana.
Thank God I'm a country boy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, brother?
How was your trip to Butte? There, you got a sister in Butte, Montana.
Of course I do.
That's a cool place. Isn't it strange looking?
Well, it's Butte. I'll tell you, Butte is crazy, man, because it's like it's a full-on mining city, like a total one-company town from the mid-19th century.
Beautiful.
They found a bunch of copper there and a bunch of other stuff, and they just dug the shit out of that place. They tore the mountain apart. And pulled everything out that they could possibly pull out. What are you doing back there?
The mining song.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool labor history out of that area. Montana's a really strange state for that.
I went down.
Like super.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
I did this. They have a tour you can do of the mining. The big. There's like a mining museum there, and they do a. I'm getting a note delivered. Oh. Interesting. It's so distracting. It was meant to be not distracting, but it was totally distracting. Anyways, what was I saying? Oh, so we do this. You can do a tour of this big mining facility there that was discontinued. But my sister and I, along with Amelia, who's six, was going to go because the younger kids couldn't go. And I go, okay, I'll go. And then at the last minute, my sister said, oh, I can't go because her kid was acting up or whatever. So it was me and Amelia go on this tour, and we go down this culvert into the ground about 150, 200 feet down into this mine shaft. And about 2 minutes into this tour, I go, fuck, why did I do this? Why did I agree to do this? This isn't interesting or fun for me or my daughter. And we have this tour guide who's this college kid who is very knowledgeable about geology and mining and minerals and everything. And it's me and my daughter and this other couple and their teenage son. And this, I don't really talk about it much, but I do suffer from like anxiety, you know, and I know you guys do too. We all do in our own ways.
What gave you the anxiety, Tim?
Well, first of all, I'm going down into this tunnel and it's dark and wet and cold and underground, And I'm starting to feel claustrophobic. I'm starting to feel like, this is not a good idea.
Like the classic mining tour trick is to turn off all the lights and then talk about some major disaster.
They didn't do that. Like, it wasn't like that.
They didn't do that.
No, yeah. Thank God.
And then like bang something really hard and scare everybody.
But luckily my daughter was very cool about it, but she was real quiet the whole time. And this guy was going on and on about fucking anthracite and whatever. Like, and he had this tone that was kind of like this, where I kind of talked like about, oh, the whole reason they did this was because if it would have caved in, that they would have, blah, 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 this tone. And then the whole reason that they did this was because back in 1918 to 1933, a man by the name of, and you ever get the thing when someone's talking and talking, and you're like, if this guy keeps talking, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose it. Stop, stop, stop. And he kept going and going and wouldn't breathe. And you know me, I like to clown around. I'm trying to make a joke to lighten the mood here and there. Nothing, no one reacts to it. No one makes a note. No one like smiles or...
What was your joke?
I can't remember. I was like, you know.
What? Yeah, I don't know if it's just Montana, but it seems like people talk super loud here and they don't want to hear anything you have to say.
Yeah. No, there's no interest.
It's an interesting Montana thing.
But
have you seen my background, by the way?
Yeah.
Check out my background.
Hayseeds for Trump.
This is outside of Red Lodge, Montana. I don't know where you guys traveled while you were in Montana, but...
I don't know what that is.
We're totally confused by this. So if you guys can help us understand, we don't know if this is meant to be like
pro
Trump,
right?
or making fun of their neighbors.
I think they're like proudly dumb, right? They're like, we're the silent majority.
I'm not ashamed to admit that
I'm a Christian.
I saw a few Trump flags out there, and I just thought it was so funny that these Montana, it seemed from what I was talking to my sister, like the cities are fairly blue and fairly kind of progressive as they can be there. But and there's like an independent streak there, a lot of sort of libertarian type people. But it's just funny to see that like these Trump flags flying in somebody's giant property there, because God, the guy can't. I mean, he's such an embarrassment to the guy. And he's also so like the opposite of like what you would think of like a Montana sort of rugged guy would, you know, like he's like this gossipy, wears a lot of makeup and
super insecure.
Super insecure.
Yay! And like, make America great again.
You'd think one of these like tough mountain guys would look at that guy and just be like, fuck that shit.
There's a lot of confusing politics. Like it's been a pro-union state because of the mining and all that kind of stuff in the past. And my wife and I actually moved here from Madison, Wisconsin last year, July, almost a year to the day. We were at a bar, like when you could go to bars before COVID. And a guy was telling us about how he liked Scott Walker, our former governor. And I was like, oh, really? Like, what did you like about him? And he was saying like, well, if he's pissing people off, then you know he's probably got to be pretty good.
Okay.
And I'm a public school teacher. I was like, well, he's a union buster. So is that Montana values or what? He's like, silence. Mm. And then some strange.
I got to go.
Yes.
I got to. We can't keep talking about Montana. Eric Andre's on the line. Eric, where are you calling from?
like 5 minutes from your house.
What?
I'm sorry. I thought I was at 11:15. Doug just texted me.
You're on now. Is there? Do you want to reschedule this? I mean, what's the problem?
Yeah, you know what? Send an email. Let's CC everybody. Let's BCC.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Why don't we punt this? Can we punt this?
Have a powwow.
Yeah.
Culturally appropriate Native American ritual.
Yeah. Shame on you. Why don't we do this? Why don't we circle back on this when we have a better idea of your schedule?
We circle back. We circle forward. We punt it.
Yeah.
We get on a conference call. We hop on the Zoom. I send you the link.
Why don't I do this? Why don't I bump this up in your email next week? I'll just do I'll bump it up so it shows up in your inbox again. welcome to the show, my friend.
What's up, Tim?
How are you? How are you feeling?
You look good, man.
I do. My hair is so fucking long.
Yeah, you look good. You look like you're in good shape.
I'm not. I'm so fat.
A very healthy boy.
You look svelte.
Are you? What are you doing to keep healthy? Are you working out?
You know what? I got fat right when quarantine started. I was drinking every single night.
Well, it seems like you are. I follow you on Instagram, and it seems like all it's all you do. But it seems fun.
I wanted to talk about this. I blocked you on Instagram.
Why?
And I reported you.
What the hell did I do?
I'm JK. I was drinking a shit ton when quarantine started, and I got plump. I got like full dad bod.
You got
and
thick. Then
I got thick, and then my girlfriend and I looked at each other 2 months into quarantine, and I was like, we have to stop doing this. So we on her birthday weekend, which was a weekend full of debauchery, we shook hands, and I go, I'm taking a month off drinking. I took a month off. And now I'm like
back.
bringing back into my life, but I lost 17 pounds. I've been intermittent fasting. I was at the 205. I'm at 188 of this morning. So
let me ask you something. Have you gone further with your girlfriend than shaking hands?
No, I leave it at that. I'm very religious.
Yeah. So. Hello. Nice to see you again.
I'm like a fundamentalist when it comes to that.
So I did the same thing, but with peanut M&Ms. I've been honest about this. When quarantine hit, I got this party size bag of peanut M&Ms and was like, it was like they could have put one of those horse things over my mouth.
They're so good.
I love peanut M&Ms. Hello.
But you'll be impressed with me. We were up in Montana and we drove my family and I drove back 2 days ago. And we did it in 2 days. But on our first big stop at like the Flying J, you know, travel center, put a big bag of peanut M&Ms in the shopping cart, and I said no, and I took it out and I walked it back to where it belonged. That's pretty brave.
Whoa. So is that your vice?
Well, I do cocaine and heroin too, but but that's medical, man. I have prescriptions for that shit, man. Hey, listen, do you know that you went to the
Are you from like Wilkes-Barre or like?
Fuck that, dude.
Rural PA.
Well, no, not super rural. I'm from a steel town, Pennsylvania, Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Hell yeah.
Wait a minute. So wait, would you be up for playing a quick game before I let you go?
I would love to. I would love to play a quick game.
By the way, congratulations on your success. Congratulations on your success. Everyone,
I feel like I just got on this thing.
Well, no, you can hang as much as you want. But, you know, when I wrote you, you said I can give you 30 seconds. And I said, well, that's not a lot of time, Eric.
I said that.
No, I'm just kidding. You can stay as long as you want. But I just wanted to also add, congratulations on your success. The stand-up special is huge. Of course, we share a director with Eric Natornacola. What a dream he is, huh?
Love him. Thank you very much. I appreciate the kind words. And
I mean, it's an auteur. It's an auteur medium.
Against all odds, and he put that thing together. And it was not a big budget. And he made $1.50.
It's an auteur's medium, and of course, I've Doug behind me, who you've got. I mean, how close are you and Doug at this point in creative?
Doug's behind you? Why can't I see Doug?
Oh, because you're just looking at the Zoom shot. I don't know if you can see him here.
What?
Can you see Doug back here?
Quite the reveal.
It doesn't matter.
I need like a closer valued shot.
Well, they can switch the camera. You know,
there's a way to do that. I don't know if that works.
We got to get Eric Natornacola in here to direct this podcast. All right.
Yeah,
so
I need like a push in on the gallery view.
There you go.
Holy shit. There's like a million people on this thing.
I know. Isn't that nice? They're all going to wave at you.
Is that the audience?
That's a little sliver of the audience. I mean, that's
what
just
the
a.
Fuck?
Listen, this is the number one show on the internet.
www.internet.com. <Yeah. laughs>
Now, little fun fact about you and our friend Vic Berger is you both went to Berklee School of Music.
Vic went to Berklee?
I lived, you wouldn't remember me, but I lived a few doors down from you in the dorms.
Is that Vic's voice? Where's Vic?
Yeah, I'm right
here. He's here.
Vic behind you?
Yeah, Vic's right behind me.
Hello.
We're both behind.
We're back here.
Closer shot of you guys.
Yeah.
Well, how could I? Can I put it on speaker view where you take up the whole screen? It just says
Vic, come over here and just look in the camera.
We don't have the technology.
Just Vic's going to come over and just be here with me. There he is.
She got my mask on, though.
Did you go to school at the same time as me?
He's right here.
Oh, there he is. Okay.
Yes, you guys. And apparently, did Eric used to haze you all the time or so? He used to throw you in the toilets?
No. He was very loud. And I remember hearing my roommate and I were in our room one time and we heard, "I farted blood," like what? Very loud. And we looked out and it was Eric with his bass. And
sit down.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Vic. What did you play?
What do you play, Vic? He asked.
Triangle.
Play everything. guitar, piano. Right, I majored in songwriting, which is why I'm here today.
Now, here's the game, Eric.
I majored in songwriting, too.
Yeah.
Here's the game. I'm going to quiz you both on music theory and see who knows more, since you have a degree from Berklee Music. Let's see how you do.
Berklee Music.
Berklee School of Music.
Bill Cosby gave us our diploma.
Oh, is that true, Eric?
The Cos.
Cosby gave the diplomas out?
Yes, Bill Cosby was our keynote speaker. He handed me my diploma.
He's wearing all sweats.
I have like an autograph Bill Cosby record somewhere in my
Guess
house.
What? Me too.
Guess, really?
Yeah.
Guess what, honey? He's innocent. Corona is a hoax. Okay? A pandemic. For somebody who cares.
Andre and I are launching a advocacy group called Alternative Comedians for the Innocence of Bill Cosby Project.
And, free Bill. Yeah. Free my man Bill.
All right, you ready for your first question?
Yes.
Okay, this one goes to Eric. What is the following? Which of the following is the parallel minor of C major? Is it C major, C sharp minor, A minor, or C minor?
The parallel minor of C major, I think, is A minor.
You know what? I would have thought that too, but it's incorrect. It's C sharp minor.
No, it's not.
C sharp minor? That does not sound correct.
Well, these might be incorrect. The answer is we don't know. We have not reached.
The natural minor would be A minor.
C major?
Yeah.
Is A minor.
The parallel minor of C major is A minor, right?
Yeah, A, B, C.
I think so, too.
I
guess, what?
I don't know.
Who made this quiz?
It doesn't sound
right. Let's try another one.
I can go to the
it definitely wouldn't be C. C sharp would not be correct.
C sharp? Yeah, it wouldn't be C sharp.
No, I know. This is a mess. Hold on. Let me ask another one. Can I ask another one now? Let's see.
Minor means something else.
Are you got your piano there?
Yeah, I'm getting my speakers off my piano. My piano's pretty broken, so yeah. If you're in C,
right? I'll do it too.
Yeah, it's A minor.
All right, here we go. Here's another question: the harmonic minor scale is different from the major scale because A, it has an extra note; B, it has a flat third and sixth. It has a raised seventh degree, or it has a flat first and sixth. Ooh.
Wait, what?
Yeah, okay, here we go. The harmonic minor scale is different from the major scale because A, it has an extra note, or B, it has a flat third and sixth, C, it has a raised seventh degree, or D, it has a flat first and sixth.
The harmonic minor scale is different than a major scale?
Yeah, because
the harmonic minor, I think, has a raised seventh, right, Vic?
Yes,
I think the melodic minor is the sixth and the seventh are raised on the way up and then
right.
Then do re
mi fa so la le chi do. Tito at the end.
Minor has a raised seventh.
Yes.
So you say it's the answer is it has a flat third and sixth, but this could be wrong too.
What is going?
I don't know.
That's, I mean,
no, it's raised seventh.
Right, stop.
A minor has a flat third.
Yeah, flat third and a flat sixth.
It has a flat third.
You
and
could sixth. Say, yeah, that doesn't make it distinct from the other minors.
Right.
Any minor has a flat third and a flat six, right?
And yeah, natural minor, would have a flat seven, but if it's a harmonic, it would have a raised seven.
Do what you tell me!
I mean, like, I can hear your audience falling asleep right now.
That's what I love about this. I love not delivering. I love putting them into a submissive place of...
No one gives a fuck.
This is where we want them, Eric. Nope. This is exactly where we want them. I want them down on the ground. All right, last question. What's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Probably UHF.
Huh? UHF?
Hell yeah, wow, dude. Yes. Hell yeah.
Yes.
I dare you to watch that again. It sucks.
Oh, no way.
Come on. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Holds up.
I'm kidding.
You ever see The Complete Al? Like his documentary?
No. It's,
you
was
have
that Ken
to.
Burns?
No, Weird Al.
That's what about Ken Burns himself. Doing a Weird Al documentary?
That would be amazing.
No, Weird Al directing. Wait, is that what you just said? Yeah. Weird Al directing Ken Burns.
No, a Ken Burns documentary about Weird Al.
Hey, how you doing? Come on up. I ordered chocolate off Gelson's.
Come on up. Wake up. Bring him in.
Hey, come on up. Bring come it up. You can just leave it upstairs.
Just chocolate? That's all you got?
Thanks. I'm going to the Kern River with Doug, and I'm making mushroom chocolates.
Are you guys going to the Kern River? Oh man, I don't get invited.
So I got these chocolate molds off Amazon, so I got like a few like fancy chocolate bars. I'm going to melt them down, grind up the mushrooms in my here. Let me
demonstrate.
You can just put them on that table. Thank
easy,
you.
Don't yell at the guy, man. How about some respect for the workers out there? They're in the front lines of the coronavirus.
I love pretty
movie. I'll tell you this.
The guy's like, I just had the weirdest Postmates, day. I dropped off chocolate to Eric Andre.
Adult Slim's demographic is
yeah.
Postmates delivery. Desk.
Yes, exactly.
The only time I get recognized is when a guy's in my house. With my falafel. And he's like, oh, dude, let me take a picture of your address. Like, no.
Well, fuck those guys.
Do you mind if I geotag a post with you? No, I just want a falafel.
Hey, Eric, listen to this funny thing that I was up in Montana and I go to have lunch with my family and I'm at this shitty pizza place that has all, like, you know, those places that has just everything you can imagine on the menu. It's like 19 pages of food.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. Like
a Cheesecake Factory menu.
Yeah. Like a Cheesecake Factory menu. And I don't know why, but I saw it and I said, I just want to pick at something. So I'm going to order the nachos. I'm not going to get like a big burger or pizza. I'm going to get nachos. And that way I can just kind of pick at it. You've been there with me? Have you been in that position where you're just like, let me just get nachos?
Yeah, fuck you want to pick at it.
So I go,
yeah.
I go, give me these, and they're called cowboy nachos, okay? I say, give me the cowboy nachos. And this waitress looks at me, she goes, if you eat that whole thing, I'm going to give you $20.
Wow.
And I just felt like shit right away. I'm like, well, I didn't mean to, I'm not trying to impress anybody here by ordering nachos. You know what I mean? Like, leave me alone.
Well, then did you take the you challenge?
You don't want to take her hard-earned money, too.
I just don't like that attitude where people like,
what
whoa.
What was the point of that story?
What?
What was the point of that story?
No. I just felt like I was under attack for ordering fucking nachos. Like,
it's a challenge.
Like, oh, boy, you better be hungry. I'm like, I just wanted to pick at something. And then I got sick from it because I couldn't stop eating it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
I'm kind of lost.
I lost you. I lost you. But
I want act three of that story. You have act three problems.
Listen, I wanted to end on a low note with you.
Let's end on a weird, big, confusing low note.
Yeah, let's end on a weird, like, not sure how to end it and kind of hang up without really resolving or kind of ending thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, anything else happening with you?
No, not much. I got a smoker. I got a Traeger smoker, so I'm going to make some tri-tip over the weekend.
Yes.
See ya.
All right. I got to go. I'll see you later.
All right. Thanks, y'all.
Are you saying goodbye? Okay. You're saying goodbye. I'll say goodbye. Thanks, Eric. I'll talk to you later.
Bye, guys. Thanks, Tim. Bye, guys.
Thank you for making me laugh all these years.
Thank you. Likewise. Oh. Woo!
Look at these guys. I was not fishing, but that was nice to hear.
Woo! Look at these guys.
Okay, all right,
what's almost our show. Should we take one more call?
Singing for a living. Matt? That's great.
Yeah, you want to... Should we check in with Uncle Phil?
No.
No? Okay.
Yes. No, well, I mean, let's talk to Uncle Phil in the after hours.
Oh, okay. Let's talk to Uncle Phil.
Let's talk to Uncle Phil if he's amenable to that.
I'm sure he would.
What about Andrew? Guy. I'm looking at some guy doing a pedaling. You see this? Andrew Wernda? Andrew, you're pedaling. All I can see is your ass. There he is. Oh, no.
Hello.
Hello. You're doing a little workout? Hello. That's what I should be. I should be next week, Matt. Let's get me a Peloton in here. And that way I can be working out the whole time I'm doing the show.
Hello.
Watching you, burning some cows.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Hey, I'm the guy who called from Beijing last year.
Oh, yes. One of my strongest memories.
The guy with the gun to his head.
So are you back?
I'm back. I'm better than ever. I'm still here. I'm living. Oh, geez. I'm watching myself on repeat right now. On the screen.
Well, focus, please. Wow. He kind of looks like Elvis Costello, doesn't he? Doug, Vic?
Well, it does, yeah.
imagine this is Elvis Costello now. This is what Elvis Costello looks like now. Hello, Elvis. Elvis Costello is my guest, ladies and gentlemen. Elvis, what have you been up to since Spike, since the album Spike with Veronica? Wrote a lot of songs with Paul McCartney. By the way, if you're a member of the Patreon, we just launched episode one of... Please Let It Be, the solo years, featuring our deep dive discussion on Ringo Starr. So make sure you're subscribed to patreon.com/officehourslive. And happy birthday to Ringo, everybody.
Peace
Ringo,
and love. Peace get, and
Doug,
love.
Guess how old
peace
Ringo
love,
is.
Love.
I know how.
80.
Ding, 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 ding.
I get on with kids.
You've done it again.
Oh,
you've
got Dylan's it right. Your dealer. I'm lovable.
He looks great for 80, though.
Really
he's
does.
Unbelievable.
Well, he's got to be dyeing the hair. Or
how dare
burn
you.
A lot of calories putting those peace signs up all the time.
Well, he's a vegetarian, and he's sober, clean and sober. And God bless him. God bless Ringo.
Peace and love to the world. Peace and love to you all.
Let's go out on a high note.
Yoko's not doing very well, though, I heard.
I heard Yoko is not doing it. There was a really nice... article on her in, of all places, I believe it was the New York Post, but it was somewhere online where they did this nice, I thought it was a very respectful little piece on her, but it was sort of about her where she's her health is declining. And, but it was respectful in a way that it kind of talked about how savvy she was in business for many years and how she's maintained the legacy of John Lennon in a very respectful way and all this. Anyways, I digress.
How old do you think Yoko is?
She's 212.
That's it.
Woke up.
She's got to be 80. I'm going to say she's like 87.
What? That's exactly 64. Right.
Is it right?
Yeah, seriously.
Holy.
How the hell?
I know about veterinary stuff with cows, and I know how old Yoko is.
She's how old?
87.
Yeah, she was older than the Beats, than the Fabs. She was like, all right, everybody. Listen, it's so good to be back. I hope you enjoyed the show. It was great to talk to Eric Andre, and it was interesting to talk to our new friend KW. What do you think? What do you make? Well, we'll talk more about KW. KYW.
Thank you to the police officer too. That
and
was
yeah,
cool to
that,
hear
by the way,
their side of it.
That was the. I should plug them. That's the great. What's his name?
Chris from Not Even a Show.
Yes. If anyone's a fan of Chris from Not Even a Show, look it up on YouTube. Not Even a Show.
You will love it. Binge
is, it has me crying hysterically when I watch him because all he does is he pranks these Dennis Prager. Who's the other guy?
Like Gorka.
Gorka. Sebastian Gorka.
I think
Gorka.
He got Ben Shapiro.
That's all he does all day is prank those people.
It's amazing how many episodes and how quickly he puts them out.
Yeah, it's really
they're
great.
Funnily edited. Funnily, is that a word? Edited funnily?
Sure.
Is that a word? Yeah. There you go.
I'd like a funnily cake.
I'm a big,
go to the fair
big
tomorrow.
Fan.
It's funny, Lenny.
Funnily.
Well, it's a pleasure. We'll be back next week, correct, Matt?
Yeah, unless you're telling me something.
Thank you, everyone. See you in the after hours experience by logging on to patreon.com/officehourslive or go to officialofficehours.com if you'd like Salaam to become alaikum. A member or buy merchandise such as mugs and shirts and whatnot.
Don't
all the best.
The WOHL pins.
And the WOHL
running out.
Pins, the WOHL enamel pins from Rockin' Pins are available, but they're in limited supply. These are beautiful things. You can put them in your backpack. Or the WOHL bumper sticker, which Matt has decided to use on his computer, his laptop. It's pretty cool.
I have it
too.
See
you next week. Yes, Vic, you have it too. Thank you. Thank God for you. Thanks, everyone. See you next week. You know I'm going to
we'll see you next week. Next week's broadcast.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Thomas.
Okay, thank you.
But truth is truth, and if they then decide to live with lies, that's their concern, not mine, my friend. They're free to fantasize.